Become a Corporate America Boss. In this podcast, we will talk about the mindset and principles from my book, Corporate America Boss, and the process to becoming a boss within the company you work for. This is not an entrepreneur, business, or real estate podcast. It's not. This podcast contains interviews from live cab coaching sessions and live sit-down interviews with other Corporate America bosses and learning their journey in the Corporate America workforce. Learn how to become more to receive more. More promotions, more pay raises, more responsibilities, more career opportunities. Don't just be an employee, become a Corporate America boss.
No, I just wanted to say something because, like, you know, your very first chapter is mindset. And so, like, I have been trying to train myself to be happy every day. Not saying that it doesn't have that it has to be coming from, you know, a non-genuine place, but I'm already happy to be there, but just trying to keep that momentum going so that I would so that I want to go to work, you know.
Yeah, no, you're right on the money with it. I mean, that mindset is the number one thing for sure. That's why I made sure to have that as the first chapter in the book, because
it really is.
Mindset is mindset is not only everything, it goes into so many different avenues when you really think about it. Like, mindset literally, and just something I was actually gonna mention, I'm glad you brought it up, is that mindset just in the basic thing of what do you feed your mind on an air when you're going to work and when you're leaving work. And what I mean is, a lot of times for me, one of the biggest eye openers for me was that someone told me once that, like, hey, like, you gotta be careful of, you're careful of what you feed your body, but you gotta be just as careful of what you're feeding your mind. Like, you wouldn't feed, you know, if you saw some food on the street and it looked like it got ran over or something, like, you're not just going to pick it up and just eat it, because you know that ain't doing too good for your body. And that doesn't mean that you can't listen to your favorite playlist. You know, you got certain songs that put you in a good mood, but you want to get in the habit of, even if it's only like 3, 4, 5 minutes, of listening to some type of positive, motivational content that puts your mind in the right frame, because literally it's really all mindset. I mean, without mindset, there's nothing. Nobody is going to be able to achieve it, no matter what they want to do in life. That mindset is key. And I feel like for me, it was very helpful when I get to start my day just being quiet, being silent, you know, listen. I can give you a couple different, you know, speakers and different things that you can listen to. Eventually, at a certain point, you'll figure out what kind of works for you and what don't. But just getting that type of mental nutrition almost. Because now, once you start your day with that, now you already are gearing yourself. You're almost like doing bicep curls for your mind, like you'd be doing in the weight room, lifting weights.
Yeah.
Same thing, even when you're leaving from work, sometimes you had such a stressful day, you're dealing with coworkers, you're dealing with all types of things, and you just need something to just put you back in the right mind frame. Like, okay, a bad day doesn't mean a bad life. It doesn't mean a bad career. It just literally means, hey, man, today was just one of those days.
Within that moment, a bad moment doesn't even mean a bad day. That just means that was that moment, you know?
Exactly. But
sometimes we could drag that moment out. I know I have a real bad at dragging moments out, a bad moment. So I know that's something that I've been definitely working on.
Yeah, and that's all you can do, really, is just work on it, because you know, it's not going to happen overnight. It's a process. And when the biggest thing that I've learned is that when you can catch yourself, you know, no matter how much motivational, positive stuff you're going to listen to, you're going to have your moments. But when you can now catch yourself, oh, wait a minute. Okay, wait, no, I need to shift. I need to focus on something else, think of something else. That's the biggest thing right there, because now it truly helps you to be able to get back focused on what's the main important thing. Because now, as you slowly feel your mind drifting off, now you can whoop, put it right back, drifting off and put it right back. And when you got that content that you can listen to, that helps out a lot, for sure. And then even too, with mindset, I want to talk about too is the biggest important thing other than what you feed in your mind is you have to find the right crowd you want to associate with. This is probably one of the biggest, hardest things in the very beginning, because it's very easy to just want to be cordial with everybody and be friends. And that's not, I'm not meaning in the sense of like, don't talk to people, but you got to be very careful of, okay, who are the types of individuals I'm surrounding myself with here at the job? Because if I'm surrounding myself with people that are always lazy, not hardworking, they always complaining about something, they always known to get a boss a hard time. Even if that's not who you are, just being, you know, as we all heard, guilty by association. Now, immediately somebody may assume, oh, you're just like that now because you hang out with them. And those are the same people who are lazy, don't ever do nothing, always complaining. And you just want to find a way to find those people who have a similar growth and hungry mindset as you. You don't have to be somebody that's on a different promotional level than you. It can be somebody in the same level, but you can just tell, like, okay, like you, we got the same mindset. You know, it can be something as simple as, you know, this is my goals that I want to do. You know, a lot of people don't really have goals at their place of work. They just have like, okay, I'm just here. I'm clocking in. I'm clocking out. Clocking in. Clocking out. And that's not to say that those are bad people, but if you get around those type of people all the time, every day, eventually a lot of their personality and mindset and traits will start to rub off on you, whether you even realize it or not.
That's complacency. And complacency doesn't have room for growth. So I do understand that you don't want to be around someone who is complacent within their current position within the company.
Exactly.